98 FM's Dublin Talks. Live. Weekday mornings from 10 with Adrian Kennedy.
Never miss a podcast. Just hit subscribe.
Monday morning, good morning. How are you today? I'm Adrian Kennedy, and between now and midday today, this is 98 FM's Dublin Talks. We have a lot of stuff to get through a little bit later on. Did you know today is Blue Monday? They say it's the most depressing day of the year, on a normal year. But with everything that's going on in our world at this minute, we want to find out how... are you finding this lockdown harder? I know some people are. I was talking to somebody over the weekend who's finding it really difficult and can't even explain why. We'll be talking about that a little bit later on. I also want to find out, because it was difficult enough, during 2020, did you find love? And if so, how did you do it? Because, you know, the whole dating scene is not as it normally would be. We want to hear your lockdown love stories a little bit later on. And something else I want to talk to you about, if we get a chance, is your dog. And what sound or sounds sends your dog spare? I'll explain why I want to talk about that a little bit later on. But first off, I just want to very briefly touch on what is the big news story of the day today. It's the lead story, and I want to get your reaction to the fact that the master of the Coombe Maternity Hospital here in Dublin has apologised after it emerged the hospital gave COVID-19 vaccines to 16 family members of staff. Two of the recipients are Dr. O'Connell's own children. This is Professor Michael O'Connell, who's the hospital's master. One of them is of school-going age and is a part-time paid worker with his private medical practice. The other worker works intermittently in the hospital as an unpaid worker. Basically, what the hospital has said, and the master of the hospital has said, is that the decision to use the doses already made up as part of the rollout of vaccines at the hospital that day was made to ensure that no vaccines were wasted. So of the 16 people who were family members, 9 were over 70, and the remaining 7 were of varying age. And there's murder over this. I'm looking at some of the reaction to this over the last 24 hours, with people saying it's a disgrace, it's outrageous. The family members were given these 16 spare vaccines. And here's my take on it. Is it not better that those injections went into somebody's arm rather than ending up being flushed down the toilet? Because the vaccines, once they're made up, they have a very limited shelf life of a couple of hours before they have to be discarded or they have to be used. And we've heard many examples in the States, for example, of how badly organised their vaccine rollout is that thousands of doses are going to waste. Because they're so badly organised over there, where here we seem to be getting there. Now, as I said, the master of the Coombe Hospital has apologised, but he has basically said, I deeply regret the family members and employees were vaccinated, and for that I wholeheartedly apologise. But in the same breath he was saying, but isn't it better than them going to waste? And I have to say, I agree. We have such a shortage of this vaccine at this moment that I think it is better to put them into somebody's arm rather than nobody's arm. Now, a lot of people have been arguing, and some of the comments that have appeared online, and by the way, I'd like to get your comment. You can send me a brief WhatsApp voice note to 0877 98 98 98. 0877 98 98 98. My take on this is it's not ideal. It's not ideal that some frontline workers who haven't had the vaccine yet didn't get the vaccine. But what use is a vaccine in the Coombe Hospital in Dublin to somebody in a hospital in Tipperary? They wouldn't have been able to get up to Dublin on time. Let me read some of the comments that have appeared. Sorry, I don't buy it. No way those doses were left over and they need 2 shots. Will there be some left over the next time? They could have given them to another hospital or vaccinated a couple of local Gardaí. And as I said, the hospital has explained how it was able to produce more than 120 vaccines beyond what was anticipated from its supply of the Pfizer-BioNTech vaccine. This happened, by the way, on the 8th of January. Anyway, at the end of the day, they were left with 16 vaccines. And they needed to use them very quickly or they would be flushed down the toilet. And I'm arguing that it is better that they were used on somebody rather than nobody. Send me a WhatsApp voice note to 0877 98 98 98. And one of the very first messages that come in says, typical of you, Adrian, defending that the master of the Coombe abused his position. There are lots of other staff at the hospital. People need to cop on. It's absolutely disgraceful. Fair enough. This is from Dave.
Adrian, Dave here. Master of the Coombe has nothing to apologise for. Fair play to Plato. Cheers, mate. Good luck.
All right, there you go. Okay, he has apologised. Whether he's anything to apologise for or not, he has apologised. He has argued that, look, we use them rather than waste them. And yes, it's not ideal that they were given to family members, but 9 of the 16 recipients are aged over 70. So they're in the category of people that we're going to be targeting with this vaccine in the next couple of weeks anyhow. The remaining 7 were of varying age. Two of those seven were Dr. O'Connell's own children, and this is Professor Michael O'Connell, but they work in the health field. And again, it's not ideal, but better than wasting them. This is from Les.
Good morning. I have no problem with putting the vaccine to different people. I mean, like the family, staff family. I mean, after all, they need somebody to test those vaccines. So yeah, why not? Go for it.
All right, thank you very much indeed. Keep your messages coming in. I just want to get your reaction to that story. Is it outrageous that family members of staff in the hospital were vaccinated rather than waste the vaccine? And you have to remember, by the way, that these vaccines have a very limited shelf life. Basically, once they're cracked open out of the fridge, they have to be used within a couple of hours, or they go to waste. Send me a WhatsApp voice note to 0877 98 98 98. This is Rob.
This is absolutely shocking. They could have very easily have had staff from another Dublin hospital divert over there to use those vaccines. This is pure nepotism and it's just not on.
All right, Rob, thank you. This is Cian.
My personal opinion is that if you threw those vaccines out and word got out that he threw vaccines out, there'd be a much bigger deal than there is than 16 people extra getting the vaccine.
And Cian, I have to say, I agree with you. If this story today was how the Coombe Hospital was forced to flush vaccines down the toilet because they'd nobody to, no arms to put them in, there would have been uproar. There would have been absolute uproar. So far, our rollout of the vaccine has been slow but efficient. And none has gone to waste that I'm aware of. Maybe some have. But if you look at, and all you have to do is read some of the stories from the States of the amount of vaccine that has ended up going to waste, where we have a shortage of supply and we are struggling with this. But surely putting it into the arm of somebody is better than throwing it down the toilet. My husband works on the front line and was booked in to be vaccinated last Thursday, but they ran out. And here's the other defence for the Coombe Hospital. An IT system is now in place, and my understanding is that when the vaccine is being rolled out, they have kind of a reserve list. So if they still have vaccine left, they can go on to the reserve list, essentially. And that IT system wasn't in place on the 8th of January when these vaccines were being rolled out. Here's what the hospital said. Had they not been used, they would have been discarded. I was keenly aware of that, and throughout the evening and from 9:30 onward, I personally made every effort to prioritise and identify additional frontline workers and followed all measures available to me at the time. In hindsight, as master of the hospital, I deeply regret that family members of employees were vaccinated, and for that I wholeheartedly apologise. Paul sent me this WhatsApp voice note to 0877 98 98 98.
Good morning, Adrian. Paul here, frontline worker, delivering food to the elderly and needy and people who are isolating on the road at the moment. Can't come on the air, obviously, but yeah, of course. Why let it go to waste? Give it to them. Absolutely. Let nothing go to waste because everyone needs it. So, you know what I mean? The fella just like did what he thought was best. I mean, there's people are working in the hospital and there they are. So yeah, 100%. Why not?
All right, Paul. Thanks very much indeed. Waste not, want not. I think this isn't an ideal situation, but I would still argue, as that message a couple of minutes ago said, had the hospital announced that 16 doses of the vaccine had been discarded, there would have been more uproar. James, you're on 98FM. How are you, James?
How are you, Adrian? Are you
good, James? What did you want to say on this?
Yeah, just listen to your story there. You said at the start that they found themselves with 16 vaccines left over.
Yes.
But the only problem there is that means that there's going to be they're going to have to either take 16 vaccines away from people or hold on to 16 vaccines in 2 weeks or 3 weeks' time whenever you have to get the second dose.
Now, that's a very good point, and one that the hospital hasn't commented on specifically. What happens to these 16 people who will need follow-up vaccines in a couple of weeks' time? So, yeah, and it'd be interesting to hear what the hospital has to say on that. But I assume that these 16 people will need that follow-up vaccine, otherwise it's a complete waste of time. Because we know for the vaccine to be 90-odd percent effective, you need that second dose.
Yeah, definitely.
So would you be happy with them getting that second dose? Because if they don't, then it is literally going to waste, because their immunity will wear off after a couple of weeks.
Well, they're going to have to get the second dose, aren't they?
I think so.
Yeah, there's nothing you can do. Like, you can't, because it'd be probably dangerous if you didn't get the second dose.
Well, it's not that it's dangerous, it's just not as effective. And
they'll probably go to waste then as well. So
yeah,
and that means now that they're going to have to be pushed up. Look, they done the right thing. They weren't going to waste, but you can argue that there could have been more, like, he was the headmaster or whatever it's called in the Coom. I'm sure there was one or two other hospitals around close to the area, like James's Hospital or the Mata Hospital or something where they're not that far away from the Coom.
Like I said,
people in power and all that.
Yeah, Professor Michael O'Connell, who's the master of the hospital, he says in hindsight he regrets it. However, it is, in my opinion, better to have them in somebody's arm than nobody's arm.
Yeah.
Not ideal, but... And my understanding is that the new IT system that is in place will stop this from happening again. That there will be reserve lists if they have vaccine left over. So, in other words, none of it is going to go to waste going forward, you'd like to think. And indeed, none of it went to waste this time either.
Yeah.
All right, let's have a listen to this WhatsApp voice note from Morris.
Good morning, Adrian. How are you doing? There's always going to be controversy, isn't there? One of the things I think they could have looked at in hindsight was that charity alone is in that area of the Coom Hospital. They could have picked 16 elderly people who live alone, give something back to the community, rather than people feeling now that doctors and their families are privileged. They have a right to life before anybody else. You know, at the end of the day, it's a third lockdown and I'm just tipping 60 now fairly soon. And one thing I really think people have forgotten about, everybody's forgotten about, that they're still alive. You know, they're on the right side. There's nobody up pushing the daisies up at the moment. You know, you're on the right side of the grass. So take your blessings, help whoever you can. And maybe they should have looked at the elderly community in around the hospital of the Coom. Thanks, Mars.
All right, Mars. Thanks very much indeed. And yes, you're probably right. They perhaps, in hindsight, should have looked at the elderly community around the Coom. But how do you find them at 9:30 at night? This decision was made after 9:30 at night. You can't just go and knock on an old lady's door and say, would you like the vaccine? at 9:30 at night. Let me read some other comments that have come in to us. It wouldn't have been wasted. I'm sure there was frontline staff around the location that would have come up as soon as possible. Firefighters, police, other off-duty nurses and so on. It's convenient that his family happened to be there at the right time. You know, I don't know if they were there, but they probably got a phone call. Get down here really quick. All the people here, says Glenn, saying this is a good thing because they weren't wasted. What if you had a family member on the front line and because the rollout wasn't planned properly, they were skipped because of this? And that goes back to the message that we got just a moment ago. And just on that, hi, Adrian. I'm a healthcare worker. I'm also an asthmatic and currently in remission. I've been in contact with the HSE inquiring as to who I contact for the vaccine. I can't get an answer as to where or who will give this to me. My employer has not given any information to their staff as to when they will be vaccinated. I can't come on air as I'm on duty, says Trish. Louise, you're on 98FM. Hi, Louise.
Hey, how are you?
I'm good, thanks, Louise. What did you want to say on this?
I just, like, frontline workers, they're saying they can't find them. There was a fire station and a police station, literally not more than 5 minutes away from them. Surely they would have been better off going into our firemen and our policemen, not into children that are, you know, they're safe enough at the moment, you know?
And look, nobody thinks this was ideal. But like I said, quoting from the statement from the master of the hospital, he says, here's exactly what he said. Had they not been used, they would have been discarded. I was keenly aware of that. And throughout the evening and from 9:30 p.m. onward, I personally made every effort to prioritise and identify additional frontline workers. He obviously couldn't. That was the problem. And you're talking about 9:30 at night.
But there's a fire station not 2 minutes away from them.
So what?
Surely someone could have went up and said, like, you know, because it was only in the paper a few last week that the firemen were cancelled.
Yeah, that's right. Yes, that's right.
Getting there. So, like, surely he could have walked up and said, like, 16 here. Let's get 16 of those or how many are there, you know?
And what about the argument that of the 16 that did get it, 9 of them were over the age of 70. So they'd be getting it in the next couple of weeks anyhow.
Yeah, well, I agree with that, maybe. That's if they were, like...
Well, they were, yeah. 9 of the 16 were over the age of 70. And they are in
How did they find over this age of 70 at 9:30 at night? They found 9 people.
Because they were family members, I assume, and people rang people and said, get down here quick, before these have to be thrown in the bin. So, okay, so the 9 of the 16 over 70, you don't have as much of an issue with that. It's the younger people is where you really have the issue.
It's the younger people and the fact that, you know, like, I don't think they searched very far because there is only literally, like, I drive by that place nearly every day. There's a fire station 2 seconds away.
Yeah, in fact, somebody just texted in to say, it stinks of the elite looking after their own. Dolphins Bar and Fire Station 2 minutes away. Sundrive Garda Station very close. Our Lady's up the road. It's a joke. Amazing how it wasn't cleaner's kids or the porter's kids, says Lisa. Yeah. All right, thanks.
That's all I think, anyway.
Thanks, Louise. Let's squeeze in a couple more. We just wanted to get your reaction to this story. Dermot sent me this.
Oh, you don't believe it, but this is Ireland for you, isn't it? 16 vaccines, not going to waste. Majority say over 70, who, would, like you said, would have been getting it anyway, and a couple of them that were working in the health fields. There is nothing to apologise for here.
Okay, Carl sent me this.
Adrian, he has nothing to apologise for. It was going to go to waste, so I don't know. Some people out there just want to make a molehill out of a mountain, you know what I mean? It's totally crazy. Just let them be, let them do his job.
All right, Carl, thank you. Patsy.
Hi, Adrian, I agree with you on this. I think the more people that get the vaccine, the better, regardless of who they are and what age they are. And, like, you're talking about 18 vaccines. Like, 18 people isn't a lot in the grand scheme of things. It's the more people on the list. It's quicker to get us back to whatever we used to call normal. People will give out about anything. And there should just, you know what I mean? I think it's fine.
All right. Just a couple more. I don't have a name on this one.
Good morning, Adrian. Well, that's a storm in a teacup. Typical Irish, isn't it? You're damned if you do, you're damned if you don't. So I think they did the right thing not wasting those vaccines. Okay, it would have been a bigger scandal if they would have thrown that in the bin.
And I have to say, if this story today was Coombe Hospital admits flushing 16 vaccines down the toilet, I think there would have been more of an issue. Jay sent me this. It wouldn't be as much of a problem if it wasn't his own kids that were pushed ahead of everyone else. And look, that look, it looks bad, doesn't it? It does, I agree. However, his two children, one is college-going age and is a paid part-time worker in his private medical practice, and the other works intermittently in the hospital as an unpaid worker. So they are both healthcare workers. Now, I know they're younger and all of that, but they are healthcare workers. Bonnie sent me this message. Adrian, I'm 71, and they can knock on my door at any time of the night to give me the vaccine. Okay, that's good to know, Bonnie. And Adele says, Hollis Street Hospital have been giving the vaccine to staff, and they contacted GPs in the area as they knew early approximately the number they would have left, and they contacted GPs and other local hospitals. Any chance you could contact the Garda station or fire station to see who was on station at 9:30 that night on the 8th of January? And finally, I've no problem with using the vaccine if they would go to waste, but these people then require a second vaccine. How are they going to organise these? And that's a question that was asked already, Connor. I'm assuming that the 16 people who got the first dose of the vaccine are going to have to get the second dose of the vaccine. They will. That's the fact of it. Otherwise, it is completely going to waste. Completely going to waste. All right. Interesting to find out your reaction. A lot of you don't have a major issue with this and think that it is better. And this is the only argument that I'm making. Okay, it doesn't look good that two of the master's children were vaccinated. But if it had have been a case that the hospital admitted that they discarded 16 vaccines, I think people would have been even more annoyed. All right, thank you very much indeed for all of your comments. You're listening to 98FM's Dublin Talks. This is Adrian Kennedy. We're with you until midday today.
98FM's Dublin Talks. Weekdays from 10 a.m.